The 120th Boston Marathon is now just 3 days away, but the city will pause its preparations for the big race today to mark the anniversary of the bombings at the finish line 3 years ago on this day. WBUR's Alex Ashlock is our longtime marathon reporter and joins us in the studio this morning to talk about the anniversary and how it will be marked today. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Bob.
On the one-year anniversary of the bombings in 2014, it was quite a major public event. Last year, it was a more quiet acknowledgement of the day. What's going to happen today on the third anniversary?
Well, Bob, maybe a combination of those two things this year. But first and foremost, it'll always be a day to remember the three people who were killed in the bombings, young Martin Richard, Lingzi Liu, and Crystal Campbell. But there's been a real effort to create something positive in the memories of those victims. Mayor Marty Walsh has established what he calls One Boston Day. That's today. It's a day of public service. The mayor will join the Richard family this morning and other volunteers on a cleanup project in Dorchester. Bob, that's where Martin Richard was from. This afternoon, the family of Lingzi Liu will present a check to the Boston Police Department Athletic Fund, which will benefit the work that that organization does.
I know there's a blood drive as well. The Bloodmobile will be parked near the marathon finish line. St. Francis House is collecting shoes for the homeless. And there's also an effort to collect donations for people in Flint, Michigan, which is suffering through the lead in the water crisis there, Alex.
Yeah, it's all part of the One Boston Day theme, which is to do good work and public service, random acts of kindness, things like that. I should say, though, that there will also be a handful of ceremonial events today. Governor Baker will join the families of victims and survivors for a wreath-laying ceremony at the sites of the bombings on Boylston Street. That's at 8 o'clock this morning. A moment of silence will be observed statewide this afternoon at 2:49. That's the minute the first bomb exploded on April 15th in 2013.
Survivors, more than 260 people were injured that day, many of them, as we know, horribly injured with limbs blown off. Tell us about how many of them are marking this anniversary.
Well, there'll be some private events today that some of the survivors will gather at. But maybe more important, Bob, is something I learned yesterday, the fact that so many of the survivors of the bombing are actually going to be running in Monday's Boston Marathon. Here's race director Dave McGilvery talking about that.
What I find amazing is 31 survivors from the 2013 tragedy, 3 years later, are coming back to run in this race. That's mind-boggling. To talk about inspiration, that's where it is right there.
And Bob, one of the survivors who will be running on Monday is Adrienne Hazlett Davis. You probably remember her story. She's the professional dancer who lost half her left leg in the bombings. She's still dancing and also will be running on Monday. And here are her thoughts about today's anniversary.
I hear people say it's been 3 years, and I want to correct them and say, oh, it's only been a year. But then at the same time, it feels like it's been 10. It really depends on the minute. I'll personally be partaking in the wreath-laying ceremonies and then some other events throughout the day, and then also taking some me time to really reflect on the past 3 years.
Alex, you were telling me before we chatted on the air that she is running the race for a charity that helps people who need prosthetic limbs get them if they can't afford them.
That's right. She has a blade, as she calls it, and that's what she'll be running on Monday. She's one of thousands of charity runners. This is a huge operation for the Boston Marathon, thousands of charity runners who participate in the race each year, and they're expected to raise $28 million for various organizations during the marathon this year.
You know, you've been covering the marathon for years, Alex, long before the attacks 3 years ago. I wonder, as we go forward and more years go by, I wonder how you think the bombings might continue to shadow the marathon.
Well, Bob, I'm going to let Dave McGilvery talk about that here. This is something else he said to me yesterday, and then we can talk more about it after we hear what he had to say.
For me, there's a very personal side to this where my family was sitting in the bleachers. And you know, God bless all the victims who were hurt physically, but there were a lot of other victims who were hurt emotionally. And my family was part of that. And so they haven't been back to the race since. So I think of that a little bit. But I think of even more so the resilience and the perseverance of everyone in all the victims and just everyone who was involved, and that we've come back.
It was interesting. You could hear Dave McGilvery there needing to compose himself in the middle of that. So 3 years later, for probably almost everybody involved, still quite emotional. Some people ready to come back and bounce back and run, but others not quite ready to take that step.
Yeah, it's interesting, Bob. I'm having some similar feelings today. There's, you know, a lot of emotion, but still, you know, the race will be run on Monday, and 30,000 people will be there. There'll be a million people watching. So always thoughts of what happened on April 15th, but also the fact that the race goes on.
For on Monday, the 120th time.
That's right.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock will be there to cover it, as he has for so many years. Thanks for coming in. And I notice you're already ready because you've got your fluorescent yellow running jacket on this morning, brightening things up in this room.
You have to be seen when you're out there in the dark.
Alex Ashlock, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.